When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stokes here. Welcome back to another episode of the Trading Coach Podcast, coming your way every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on whichever podcasting or music streaming app you choose to listen to on, also on YouTube as well. Thank you as always for joining. Real quick, I don't do enough shameless promotion on this podcast, and I should because it's my show and I don't have sponsors from anybody else, nor do I want them. But if you guys get a chance, make sure you head over to www.tier1trading.com. Check out the free webinars that we have to offer. Or if you want to spend some time on the platform, we have a 14-day, $1 trial that you can use to start really your trading journey, meaning you can take a free course, you can interact with our community, you can hop into the live rooms. For 14 days, it just costs you a dollar because that is what we found is the cost of keeping trolls and just bad customers out, right? We have a very supportive community. We're very passionate about it and about kind of maintaining that culture. We don't want it to be like, well, many of the trading forums that you see other places on the internet. And surprisingly enough, a dollar does that. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about trading being boring. And I'm sure this is something that you've heard me say a million times. I'm sure this is something you've heard many successful traders say as well. And I got a question, right? A trader hit me up on Instagram. By the way, you can follow me on Instagram at AkilStokesRTM. Be aware of the scammers. If I ever reach out to you first, it is not me. If I ever ask you for money, it's definitely not me. But you can feel free to send me messages and whatnot. Many of them turn into episodes. And the question I got today was, first of all, I love the name, Ebbs Flowington. Mwah, beautiful name, Ebbs Flowington. I love a good inside trader joke, right? Like Scotty Pippen. He says, Akil, I was speaking to my mom about how trading is supposed to be boring if it's done in the right way. She said, well, how can you enjoy it if it's boring? I laughed and thought about it. It actually doesn't make sense. It's boring repetitiveness, but I absolutely love it. So I just laughed and said, I don't know, but I do. Maybe boring is the wrong word. Is this one of those paradoxical things you get with trading, do you think? And it made me think for a little bit because trading is boring. Let's take a step back, right? Trading doesn't start off as boring, right? Trading starts off as being very exciting. There are bells and whistles and loud lights and noises, just like the casino. It's very exciting. You're coming in and gambling away your money, right? It's exciting when you don't know what you're doing because you're doing something different every day. So it's an excitement, right? Think about it. Probably not going to be one of my more thought out analogies or metaphors, but think about it like dating a different girl every day of the week, right? It's exciting. It's something new. They each have different personalities. They each have different things they enjoy to do. It's fun, but you really don't get anywhere big picture. Trading is the same way. It's exciting, but it's not really worth your time. You're not doing anything to push you in a positive direction. Once you go through the journey of learning how to trade and trading the right way and coming up with a rules-based strategy that is testable, verifiable, and repeatable, basically you've automated yourself, right? You're working on autopilot. You have a strict routine. You're treating your trading like a business. A lot of that excitement goes away. I'm going to get myself in trouble now. It's like being married, right? It's the same woman every single day, and it's the same type of excitement isn't there. Now, there's a lot more different excitement, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But if I don't get killed by the end of this podcast for saying that, you'll hear exactly what I mean. So it is kind of weird because I was thinking about this the other day. I've been trading now since 2007. I've been successfully trading, I'm going to call it 2010, right? Probably a little bit before that, but I wanted to give myself kind of a full year to really prove it to myself. So I'm going on about, 10 years right now? It's 2020. Sheesh, I'm old. And my trading is pretty boring, right? I think my live rooms are boring. I run a live trading room each and every day, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday each week, I should say. And I always go into that live room thinking that people are bored out of their mind because think about it like this, right? So I've been doing essentially the same trading routine for a very long time now. I look at the same portfolio. I look at the same pairs on the same time frames. I go through the same progression. I do it at the same time each day, right? It is very methodical. So for me, I always think people are going to be bored to death because I literally come in and do the same thing each and every day in a live room. Now, we answer a lot of questions. I go over a lot of different scenarios that other traders look for, and that kind of keeps it unique. But as far as what I'm trading, it's like, okay, identify structure, predict where we're going to go, decide how I'm going to enter, pullback trade, stops go here, targets go there. It's very methodical, and it's boring to me because I've been doing it for so long. To the traders that are watching and involving themselves in the live room, it's very exciting. Because they get to see how a pro operates. They're like, wow, how did you do that so quick? How did you pick that out? Because they're just at a different stage in their trading career. But what's interesting about trading, and I wrote this on the Twitter the other day, right? I said, trading is interesting because no matter how long you've been in trading, or no matter how long I've been in trading, I still kind of feel like a newbie, right? And if you listen to me, I will never call myself a great trader. I will never call myself an expert trader. I always think of myself as kind of, I wouldn't say a novice perhaps, but I think I'm still in a learning phase, right? I'm never not learning. And that's the cool thing about the trading and the dynamics of just the financial markets in general. Yes, they've been doing the same thing for, you know, decades and decades and decades, but they always do it in a different way. There's always something new, whether it's, you know, the Trump era for Trump tweets and whenever he says something, the markets go mad, or whether it's COVID. This is brand new, dealing with a COVID situation. Yes, it's a recessionary type of time, but it's a different recession than your typical just normal financial ones because this is caused by a disease, an outbreak, an epidemic, whatever you want to call it. So there's always new stuff happening, and the positive of that is that I'm a firm believer in that maintaining success is harder than becoming successful. It's not, I don't want to say it's not too hard to become successful, but I think it's harder to remain successful because typically when you're on the journey for success, you are extremely hungry, right? I shared that picture, that throwback picture of my one of my first trading offices when I moved into a brand new house. And, you know, I got there at 4:30 in the morning because I had to set up my trading desk to start the day by 5. And there was no furniture or anything else in there. And how that was the most important thing on my agenda, right? It wasn't a bed or I didn't even have a seat, right? I was sitting on like one of those little beanbag cushions that I brought in. It was just my trading desk. That's all I needed. And when you're that hungry in the beginning, when you have nothing, when your back's against the wall and this is your only way out, it's very easy to stay motivated and do the right things. Once you become successful, you tend to step off the gas, right? That hunger isn't really there as well just because you're in a different situation in your life. You're no longer scrambling for meals each and every day. You're no longer asking yourself, well, what am I going to do for a living? How am I going to pay for, you know, rent, car, you know, whatever it may be. You've achieved that level and sometimes you kind of let off the gas and you relax a little bit. And not that there's anything wrong with relaxing. I do think, you know, just as far as avoiding burnout and mental health, we do need to take time to relax and enjoy the fruits of our labor, right? You know, taking a vacation is something that is very hard for me because my personality is just always on the gas, right? I never want to let off the gas because as soon as I do, someone is going to catch me. But I've learned that sometimes it is necessary to relax, enjoy, reflect, and that's going to fuel you to get back to it. But if you don't think that way and you just relax and you don't continue to grow, whatever career you're in, you know, whatever, you know, industry you're in, it may pass you by. I think we can all agree that the world is steadily changing. We had a very good conversation this morning in the live room about Amazon and you know, they just got the latest approval in being able to use drones to deliver packages and whatnot. And we talked about the trickle-down effect in that. That's going to kill mom-and-pop businesses, right? Because it's going to cost their shipping, whatnot. It's going to cut it in half, which means they can offer lower prices. Why would you go somewhere, aside from just the need and desire to support your local mom and pop or local business, why would you actively travel somewhere to pay more when you can click a button on the internet, have it delivered right to your front door, and pay less? Again, unless you have a strong emotional pull to a certain place, you're probably not going to go there. And the older we get, or the more generations that we pass on, you know, they're not going to have those same bonds, right? You know, back when I was growing up, you know, this is before you had Amazon and that one-click delivery, you actually went to stores, you built relationships. So I like supporting local businesses because I have that personal relationship. These are people that, you know, were important figures in my life growing up as a kid, so I want to support. My kids don't have that. My kids click a button on the internet and it comes, right? They're like, I'm like, hey, do you want to go to a store? Hey, just go to that store on the tablet. I'm like, what? Yeah, you click a button and it comes. I'm like, you're right. So it's going to destroy that. It's also going to take away from jobs such as, you know, delivery people and whatnot. So, you know, if you're stuck in that kind of mood where it's like, oh, my job is going to be safe forever, that is not true. I'm not necessarily a believer in that. Jobs are going to go away, but jobs are going to change. So you better learn how to operate drones instead of drive a van around. So you always need to evolve, and trading is the same way. We always need to be trying to grow and trying to get to the next level. And what's cool about that is this. So as trading gets boring, what it provides is the opportunity to focus on different things. And I'll give you an example, right? I was an athlete growing up, still an athlete right now. Football is a great example. In football, I don't know if you ever heard a football play, but it's like a run-on sentence, right? And if you're new and you don't know how to play operates, you're going to the line and the only thing you're thinking about is, okay, what am I supposed to do? 5 yards and then 3 steps in and then this and that. And you kind of hesitate. Right? You don't think about the other thing because you're only focused on the main thing. And that could be like the basics of your trading strategy. You're new, you're not in a routine, it hasn't been developed into a habit. So the only thing that you're thinking about in trading is, okay, how do I find this setup? Once you have experience, right, with football, now it changes, right? I know the play by heart. I know exactly how I want to do it. I know exactly how it needs to be done. Now I can start focusing on other things, right? I can start reading the cornerback's body language. I can start focusing on stuff like making my eyes bigger to kind of attract him to think I'm catching the ball, then run past him. I can think about putting a little extra wiggle at the top of my route instead of just kind of running out and running up the field and running 5 yards out, and I can throw a little wiggle in there, a little different stuff, the finer details that I can add that will eventually allow me to be more successful on the field. Trading is the same way. Once you get on autopilot, right? Once you know exactly what you need to look for in the market, right? You start ignoring all the other stuff, right? Whatever's happening on the left hand side of your screen, it doesn't matter because it doesn't affect your trading. Whatever's happening now, this big engulfing candle when the internet's going wild, oh my gosh, Euro dollar is rallying, right? All that dumb stuff, right? It doesn't concern you. You don't get caught up in that junk because it doesn't have to do with your trading plan. You're so locked into your trading plan, you're running on autopilot that you're taking in that information really subconsciously, and now the energy that was once used to just find the basics of what you need to find a good trade, that can be used in other places. That can be used looking at, hey, different tendencies in the market. Hey, I noticed that when this candle prints like this, this is what it means. Or hey, did you see that inside bar over there? So you can pay attention to the final details. And as you pay attention to the finer details, what that does is it allows you to grow. Right, I know I don't have a chart in front of you because this is audio only, but if you've been watching the weekly videos that I've been doing on YouTube, you can see that I've got stuff on my chart that I'm tracking for next year. I've got stuff on my chart that I've noticed something, I have some hypotheses about it, and now I'm able to pay attention to it because I don't really need to pay attention to my style of trading because boom, it just happens, it's on autopilot. So I'm able to pay attention to something smaller, right? This also goes in gaining experience, gaining intuition, and hopefully it's something that I can eventually add to my trading and continue to evolve and become a better trader. So I think about it like that. Trading is boring. It's exciting in the fact that it's unique, it's dynamic, it's a different puzzle every day, in a sense. The puzzle is never exactly the same, even though it's very similar. But what happens is I don't think it becomes boring. It just shifts, right? The exciting part is no longer you executing the trade. The exciting part is no longer the thump, 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 thump in your heart when you have to push the buy button or sell button, or as you're watching profits or profits go to your target, or maybe losses go to your stop loss, right? That's no longer the exciting part anymore. That is just, it's bland, it's boring, it's supposed to happen, right? Wins, yay, losses, right? It doesn't really move the emotional meter that much. What's exciting is the future. What's exciting is what you now have energy or focus to watch and pay attention to and track and test, and perhaps giving yourself the ability to add it in the future, which you know will elevate your trading to the next level. That's the exciting part, looking forward, right? Very similar to any small business out there, right? I'm a big believer when you start small businesses, start simple. Have your go-to product or your go-to offer, whatever it may be, master that, right? Once that gets going, now you can add the other stuff. So it's fun in the sense of, hey, once your small business is running and your initial product is doing well, right? Now you can start focusing on, okay, well, how can I branch off of that? How can I add the next thing? And that's where it starts to get exciting, because you're building your business. Trading is your business. And although the normal day-to-day task of your business may be boring, the future is exciting as hell.